明在这里跟大家来分享圣经的道理。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I share the word of God with us.
很感谢神，我们青年弟兄姐妹，他们用他们的心来歌颂神的伟大。
Thank God that our youth are able to exalt how God, great God is through their voices.
有些这样的曲子就是要这么多青年才唱得非常的动听。
To have this kind of feeling, we need this many youth to have this movement and singing.
这个基本上也是我们在美国教会最多青年聚集的场合。
And this kind of event is where we have the most youth coming together.
所以我们有这个机会一起来这里享受神的恩典，一起来歌颂神，这是神给我们的最大的祝福。
So for all of us to be here today to enjoy His mercy and grace is the greatest blessing from God.
这也是神给我们基督教会的新年礼物。
And this is the New Year's gift that God has given to Cerritos Church.
我们将一切的荣耀颂赞归给天上的真神。
And we give all the glory and praise to our Heavenly Father.
今天晚上要跟大家来查考如何高举救恩。
Tonight we're going to share about how to exalt God's salvation.
我们这一次大专班学生灵会基本上查考了三卷书卷。
And this CYSC we basically studied three books.
他们查考罗马书
Romans,
了解主耶稣基督他来世上救人所传达的福音
which was to talk about the gospel of salvation
救恩是怎么样来执行的
and how salvation was carried out
他们在读经的时候读加拉太书
in the Bible reading we studied the book of Galatians
每天早上一天一章他们小组一起讨论来思考主耶稣基督所留下的这个救赎恩典
Every morning, each small group would study one chapter of the book of Galatians and ponder upon the salvation of God.
在晚上的聚会，他们查考阿摩斯书。
And in the evening services, they would study the book of Amos.
阿摩斯书是旧约先知书里面特别强调救恩留下的一个应许，一卷书卷。
In the Old Testament, Amos is a special book that specifically talks about the promise of salvation.
在一个很富庶的时代里面，可是人的心却非常腐败的。一个时代
In a very complicated society, it was talking about that generation of Israelites.
但是在这个神透过先知一再强调他们所犯的罪，神即将要毁灭的同时神留下了一个救恩的应许。
And God told through the prophet told the Israelites how he would destroy them, but also there was the promise of salvation in the end.
这个应许当主耶稣来的时候实现了。
And this promise of salvation was manifested when Jesus Christ came to the earth.
主耶稣基督的这个救恩在末世他再来之前要再一次的被高举起来。
And the salvation will be once again exalted when Jesus Christ's second coming.
那这个救恩现在这个责任就是落在我们真耶稣教会的身上。
And this responsibility of salvation has come to the true Jesus Church now.
所以今天晚上想要用从三个方面来谈怎么样来高举主耶稣的救恩。
So tonight we're going to talk about how to exalt God's salvation in three ways.
要根据阿摩斯书来看这个主题。
And we're going to look at this through the book of Amos.
第一点我们要能够听到神的话语以及愿意遵行他的指示。
Point number one, hear the words of God and heed His exhortation.
也就是说，神透过先知，他表达了他对百姓的失望。
Through the prophet, God expressed his disappointment in the Israelites.
因为百姓他们在神的祝福当中，他们却遗忘了到底这么样的富庶的生活。是要做什么？他们没有目标，他们不知道神的恩典到底是为什么。
Because under the blessings of God, the Israelites forgot what their purpose was.
他们把它用来放纵情欲。
They used their lives to give in to their lusts.
因为阿摩斯书的时代就是北国以色列国跟南国犹大国在两个非常有聪明智慧的王治理底下。国家非常的强盛，很富庶。
Because during the time of Amos, the northern kingdom of Israel and the southern kingdom of Judah were both under very smart kings, so they were very prosperous.
神给他们一个非常安定的环境。
They had a very stable environment.
结果百姓他们就把他们的精神放在怎么样来享受这件事。
And thus the people put all their effort into how to enjoy themselves.
他们却把神的道理以及神要他们的对他们的要求放在一边，而且掩耳不听神的。
And they put God's commands to the side and would not listen to his teachings.
那所以神就兴起先知来指责他们的错误。
And thus God brought the prophets to explain their wrongdoing.
其实百姓他们在这个富庶的生活里面，他们所做的每一件事情，所犯的每一个错误，神都把它记住了。
And God remembered every single thing they did, all of their wrongs.
那神其实是非常有怜悯，是很忍耐的神。
But God is a very patient and merciful God.
他一再的要百姓 能够自动回转。
He wanted the Israelites to voluntarily return.
可是人的这个罪性就是人往往会一直顺着自己的情欲，然后遗忘了神所给的宽容。
But because of the sinful nature of man, they continued to give in to their lusts and forgot the grace of God.
因为我们人就是很习惯的，我们想做什么事就是什么，然后很习惯的每天就这样过日子的。
And whatever man wants to do, they are very used to continue doing it.
所以他们在这种很就是说很舒服的环境里面呢，神派先知去讲了一堆很重要的信息给他们听。
Thus, in this very uncomfortable environment, God sent this prophet to teach them these important messages.
所以我们从阿摩斯书里面，我们看到先知他跟以色列家这样呼吁，以色列全家。
So God told the entire house of Israel
要听神的话。
To listen to the words of God.
我们看第三章。
Let's look at chapter 3.
第一节。
Verse 1.
三章第一节。
Chapter 3, verse 1.
以色列人啊，你们全家是我从埃及地领上来的。要当听神攻击你们的话。
Hear this word that the Lord has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt.
神现在这些话语是要指出他们的错误的。
And these words were to tell them about their wrongdoings.
因为其实他们当时候已经偏离了神的心，他们没有办法跟神一起同行了。
Because from this time they had already strayed from the heart of God and were unable to walk with Him.
现在神吼叫了，神就像狮子大声吼叫。
And God roared like a lion.
那神也准备要施行刑罚。
And God prepared to give them punishment.
所以一开始第一章的第二节就讲说，神从锡安吼叫，从耶路撒冷发声。
And so in chapter 1 verse 2 it says the Lord roars from Zion.
他这个声音很大声，是要提醒百姓注意听他的话。
This loud voice is to remind the Israelites to listen to his words.
他们的错误在阿摩斯书我们所读过的有好多好多项。
And we've already read through all the wrongdoings. There are so many in the book of Amos.
我们如果看第四章第一节。
If we look at chapter 4 verse 1.
这些是神要给他们的刑罚。
These were the punishments that God would give them.
因为第四章就讲出他们的这些错误。神一再的用很多的天灾，很多的很多不幸的事情要提醒他们回转，可是他们却不愿意。
God used many calamities to make the Israelites return to him, but they were unwilling to.
四章第一节说。
Chapter 4 verse 1.
你们住撒玛利亚山。如巴山母牛的，你当听我的话。
Hear this word, you cows of Bashan who are in the mountain of Samaria.
你们欺负贫寒的，压碎贫穷的，对家主说，拿酒来，我们喝吧。
Who oppress the poor, who crush the needy, who say to your husbands, bring wine, let us drink.
那这里特别用这个巴山母牛，其实在讲当时候有一些妇女啊，很富裕啊，但是他们确实又是很残忍。
And these cows of Bashan are referring to the very wealthy women at the time who were very wealthy but also very cruel.
然后他们对他们的丈夫说，来，拿酒来享受吧。
And they would say to their husbands, bring wine for us to drink.
一般来说，富人都比较有怜悯心的。
Usually those who are wealthy are more merciful.
你就看到说，这个环在这个世代里面，连这个富人他都已经没有任何的怜悯，他没有爱心了。
I'm sorry, most usually females are more merciful, and we can see at this time that even these females were very unmerciful.
我们看一般，当然有一些特例，但是大部分来说，做妈妈的通常都是比较有爱心，比较慈祥。
Of course, there are exceptions, but then we see usually mothers have more love.
所以有时候你看，这个孩子都知道，有些事情跟爸爸讲不通，都是跟妈妈啊，跟妈妈。哀求啊，妈妈这样撒娇啊，妈妈就好，就这样子。
So usually, if a child can't get something from their father, they'll go to their mom.
啊，知道爸爸讲不通，撒娇没有用。
Because they know that if they talk to their dad, nothing will happen.
因为妈妈通常就是有这个特质，就是神造人的天性。
Because moms have this characteristics, this is how God created them.
但是这个时代的连这些妇人都没有爱心了。
But at this time, even these women had no love.
神透过先说，你们注意听。
And God said through the prophet, you listen.
神要施行刑罚。
And these are the punishments that God will give you.
所以要听神的话。
Thus we must listen to the word of God.
看第五章。
Chapter 5.
神要他们听先知所做的哀歌。
God wanted them to hear the lamentations of the prophets.
以色列家要听我为你们所做的哀歌。
Hear this lamentation, O house of Israel.
神派先知他直接领受神的信息，他知道神即将要做什么事。
God sent the prophet who already knew the word of God and knew what God was going to do.
所以先知他也是在规劝百姓。
So the prophet was exhorting the Israelites.
阿摩斯先知就像神的传声筒一样，把神的话语原原本本的重讲一次。
The prophet Amos was a messenger who was to tell the word of God word by word to the Israelites.
他们如果愿意听神的声音，
If they were willing to listen to the voice of God,
他们就知道说他们哪里做错。
Then they would know what they had done wrong.
可是往往他们却把这个先知的劝勉，把它当作耳边风。
But continually they did not listen to the exhortation of the prophet.
所以他们基本上把它认为说啊，你不要讲这些不好听的话。
And they would say, "Oh, I don't want to listen to these ugly words."
这是为什么？你看阿摩斯先生讲完之后，第七章第十节，那个祭司就很生气。就说你赶快回去，你不要在这里讲这些不好听的话了。
And in chapter 7 verse 10, we see that even the priests were really angry, saying, "Amos, you go away. We don't want to listen to your words."
你说要得到一些糊口的事情，你就回到犹大去，你不要在这里讲。
Go back to Judah. Don't say these words here.
可是当时候，先知他就是被神的感动，他说：“你们注意听，我为你们所做的哀歌。”
But the prophet was moved by the Lord, so he said, "Hear, O Israel, the lamentation."
神要他们听。先知的劝勉。
God wanted the Israelites to listen to the exhortation of.
因为他们如果没办法听先知的话语，就很难领受神的话，因为神的话更苦更毒。
Because if they were unwilling to listen to the word of the prophet, they would be even less willing to listen to the words of God, which are harsher.
我们看到先知他非常有怜悯的。
But we see the prophet was very merciful.
所以先知知道说神的毁灭即将来到。
So he knew that the calamity of God was about to come.
他就说我们改变，我们改变。
And he said we should change.
我们如果改变了，神可能还会改变心意啊。
If we return to God, then God might change his heart.
所以他因为先知他知道神的心，神的心是很怜悯的。他如果看到人改变，他就会。不降他所说要降的灾祸了。
And this was because the prophet knew the heart of God that if the people were to return, then God would have mercy.
可是当时候，很可惜的，百姓他们竟然拒绝先知的话语。
However, unfortunately, the Israelite people rejected the words of the prophet.
那有时候你看，当在这种情况下，神讲的话越来越严厉。
And under these circumstances, the words of God become sterner and sterner.
我们看第八章第四节。
Let's look at chapter 8, verse 4.
八章第四节。
8:4.
你们这些要吞吃穷乏人的。使困苦人衰败的当听我的话。
Hear this, you who swallow up the needy and make the poor of the land fall.
他们现在从第八章以后，我们读过的，就是看到说，哎呀，他们基本上他是这个就是神责备的话语。
From chapter 8 onward, we basically see that these were all the rebukes of God.
因为他们的心其实没有在神那里。
Because the heart of the people were no longer with God.
有时候他们即使是在守律法，在好像表面上在敬拜神，其实。他们的心已经离神很远很远。
On the surface, it seemed as though the Israelites were keeping the law and worshiping God, but their hearts were further and further away from God.
第八章我们看到神他的生气，他说他即将要做什么事。
And in chapter 8, we see the wrath of God and the punishments that He was going to bring.
我们现在看第九节。
Let's look at chapter verse 9.
第九节，如果你注意看英文圣经，你就看到神他一连串的说 "I will," 我要做什么，我要做什么。
And from verse 9 onwards, we see that God continually says, "I will, I will."
那神的这些作为其实是要给百姓真的能够得到警告，然后来改变。
And these acts of the Lord were a warning to the Israelites to make them change.
你看第九节。
Let's look at verse 9.
这个日子，主神说到那日，我要使日头在午间落下，使地在白昼黑暗。
And it shall come to pass in that day, says the Lord God, that I will make the sun go down at noon, and I will darken the earth in broad daylight.
第十节说，我要使你们的节期变悲哀，歌曲变哀歌。
Verse 10, I will turn your feast into mourning and all your songs into lamentation.
他说，我要让众人腰束麻布，头上光秃。
I will bring sackcloth on every waist and baldness on every head.
我要让你们全地就像上独生子一样的那种悲哀痛苦的日子。
I will make it like mourning for an only son and its end like a bitter day.
第十一节说。我要日子将到，我要命饥荒降在地上，人饥饿不是因为没有饼，不是因为没有水的。
Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord God, that I will send a famine on the earth, not a famine of bread, nor thirst for water.
就是人心真正的空虚。
And it's that their hearts were truly empty.
找不到真正的满足。
They would not find true contentment.
这就是神他即将要做的事。
And these were the things that God would do.
这些话语，神都要百姓注意听。
And God wanted these Israelites to listen to these words very carefully.
今天我们如果要为了我们今天如果有这种自觉，我们说想要高举主耶稣基督的救恩呢
？Today, if we have the determination to exalt salvation of God,
我们一定要能够先听到神的信息。
Then we must first listen to the word of God.
因为如果我们没有听神的话语
，Because if we do not listen to His message,
其实我们的心一定会越来越趋向放纵我们自己的私欲，我们的心会越来越刚硬的。
Then our hearts will fall further into our lusts and become harder and harder.
最后我们会对神的道理、神的提醒就没有知觉，就变成麻木。
And in the end, we will have no feeling towards the words of God, and we will become numb.
所以主耶稣基督他告诉我们。
And this is why Jesus Christ tells us.
路加福音第十一章。
In Luke chapter 11.
路加福音第十一章
Luke chapter 11
第二十七节
Verse 27
十一章二十七节说，耶稣正说话的时候，众人中间有一个女人大声说：“怀你胎的和乳养你的有福了。”
And it happened as he spoke these things that a certain woman from the crowd raised her voice and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breast which nursed you."
二十八节，主耶稣说：“是，却还不如听神之道而遵守的人有福。”
28, but he said, "More than that, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it."
今天如果我们听到神的道理，又能够去遵守的人，就有福了。
Today, if we hear the word of God and are able to keep it, then we are blessed.
因为这个要证明我们是属神的。
Because this proves that we are of God.
因为属神的人，他会领受，会听神的声音。
Those who are of God will hear the word of God and will act on it.
所以我们要证明，我们怎么样证明？要怎么让我们的生命真的呈现出我们是神的儿子这个尊贵的身份呢
？So how can we truly show that we have this wonderful status of being children of God?
不是我们有很多圣经的知识。
It is not that we have a lot of Bible knowledge.
而是因为我们听到神的信息之后。我们能够转化成我们生活的生命的生命力，把这个神的话语行出来。
But it is that when we hear the word of God, we are able to change it into a light, a strength for our life, and we are able to act on it.
所以我们的生活在验证我们是真的属神的人。
So our life should prove that we are children of God.
如果我们没有办法在生活里面把神的道理行出来
，If we are unable to keep the word of God in our daily lives,
我们说我们是属神，是我们自己说的。
Then we can say that we are of God, but we're just saying ourselves.
但是别人就看不到
，And others won't be able to see.
别人既然看不到，我们就无法。彰显救恩也不可能高举救恩。
And if people can't see that we are children of God, then we cannot exalt salvation.
我们现在看约翰福音第八章。
Let's now look at the Gospel of John.
因为主耶稣他自己这样讲。
Gospel of John chapter 8, and Jesus Christ himself said.
八章四十七节。
8 verse 47.
出于神的必听神的话，你们不听是因为你们不是出于神。
He who is of God hear God's word. Therefore, you do not hear because you are not of God.
今天我们都相信我们是属主耶稣的，
Today,
属神的。
We all believe that we are of God.
因为我们都被主耶稣基督宝血救赎，我们是天上的国民。
Because we have been all washed by the blood of Christ, and we are all children of heaven.
既然是这样子，那我们就需要听神的话。
And if this is so, then we must listen to the word of God.
如果我们不听，表示我们自我。否认我们自己尊贵的身份。
If we don't do this, then we are rejecting our status.
那这样说要去高举救恩就是空谈。
And then we cannot exalt salvation.
因为我们自己本身都不相信我们有这个，我们是认识神的人。
Because we ourselves do not believe that we know God.
所以今天我们要怎么样能够听到神的声音呢
？Let's today, how can we hear the word of the Lord?
我们一定要每天的读圣经，每天经历神在我们身上的恩典。
We need to read the Bible every day and experience His blessings.
今天从我们这个青年世代，如果我们能够每一天都有这个习惯
，From our youth, if we are able to have this habit every day,
我们绝对不会让我们的青年到最后否定神，说神不存在。
Then our youth will never reject God and say God does not exist.
因为每一天神都会透过圣经的话语跟我们讲话。
Because God will speak to us every day through His Bible.
如果我们每一天都能够花一点时间跪下来。在神面前祷告。
If we're able to kneel down every day and spend some time to pray to God,
我们一定可以听到神的话语。
Then we can hear the word of God.
神这个声音要转化成我们自我提醒的动力，让我们可以警醒。
And this voice of God will become a reminder for us to act.
我们一定会在我们还没有走太远的同时，我们就懂得转回来。
And before we have walked too far away, then we will know to return to God.
因为我们从阿摩斯书看到百姓他们。心已经麻木了以后，神用饥荒、用瘟疫、用刀剑，他们都没有办法回来了。
And we know that the Israelites in the book of Amos, they have become so numb that when God sent calamity, pestilence, famine, and the sword, they were still unable to return.
这是为什么第四章一直强调，先知他们就搞不清楚为什么百姓他们就是神说，我这样做他们能不回转。
And in chapter 4, we see that the Amos and the Lord were also confused as to why they were unable to return.
但是神说你不回转，但是你就准备来迎接你的神吧。
And God said, "You do not return, but you must be prepared to meet the Lord."
也就是说，神他还是要来。
Which is to say, God would still come.
但是当神来的时候，那日子那就是真的悲哀的日子了。
But in the day of the Lord's coming, that would be a day of sorrow.
我们都知道。我们的日子越来越短了。
We all know that our lives are getting shorter.
2014年已经开始了。
2014 has started.
我们在还没有可能还没有醒过来以前，2014年可能明年的这个时候，2014年就又要结束了。
And before we wake up, we might see that 2014 will have passed.
可能很快的就是2015年。
And it'll be 2015.
因为 我还很清楚的记得2012年的时候，我们的大专班学生联盟在这里集开的时候是什么样子、哦、
And I still remember very clearly how CYC was here in 2012.
那时候是谁参加都还很清楚。
And I remember who went. I could just look at the picture.
你可能都还记得你当初在分享的时候你讲什么主题。
And I think you can remember what your topics were and what your sharing was.
但是一年已经过去了。
But 1 year has already passed.
我们又多一岁了。
And we are 1 year older.
其实，在神的计划里面。世界即将结束的日子又靠近一年了。
And in the plan of God, the end days are coming very soon.
所以我们知道日子不多。
So we know our time is short.
所以我们一定要抓紧机会。
So we must take hold of the opportunity.
我们要能够听到神的信息改变。
We need to hear the word of the Lord and change.
那这样子我们才有机会成为真的在这个救恩上有份的神的仆人。
Then we can truly be a servant of God, serving for His salvation.
所以要听神的声音，要每一天读经祷告。
So we need to hear the voice of the Lord, which is to pray and read the Bible.
我们一定要为我们自己设一个目标。
We must set a determination for ourselves.
我们不要让我们的生活像就像阿摩斯书那个时候 的这些百姓享受生活，睡象牙床，对不对？然后大碗喝酒，唱消闲歌曲，就是你看今天所有我们可以享受的，基本上阿摩斯那个时代都有。
We cannot be like the Israelites in the book of Amos, where they would sleep in and drink wine at night and have just completely enjoy themselves.
就是说生活形态是一致的，只是我们今天当然更复杂了。
And we cannot like let our lives be like that, even though it's more complicated today.
那所以这个就是第一个我们要告诉救恩的前提。这个如果没有做到，我们就不用讲后面的。
So the first thing we need to do is this, and if we can't even do this, then we can't even discuss the further points.
接下来第二点，要怎么样高举救恩
？How can we exalt salvation?
我们要看见神的作为。
We need to see God's works and His plan.
要看见神的爱。
We need to see His love.
现在看阿摩斯书第九章。
Let's look at Amos chapter 9.
阿摩斯书第九章。
Amos chapter 9.
第九章第一节说，我看见主站在祭坛旁边，他说，你要击打柱顶，使门槛震动，打碎柱顶落在众人头上，所剩下的人我必用刀杀戮，无一人能逃避，无一人能逃脱。
Chapter 9 verse 1, I saw the Lord standing by the altar, and he said, strike the doorposts that the thresholds may shake, and break them on the heads of them all. I will slay the last of them with the sword. He who flees from them shall not get away, and he who escapes from them shall not be delivered.
在阿摩斯书里面，从第七章开始，就是神给先知看的一系列的异象。
From chapter 7 of the book of Amos was all the visions that God showed him.
到第九章的地方，这第一节这个异象是第五个异象了。
And chapter 9 is the fifth vision.
在这一段里面，都一直在强调先知他看见了，他看见。
And in this section, it emphasizes how the prophet saw.
特别是从第七章的第八节开始。
Especially from chapter 7 verse 8.
神对我说，阿摩斯啊，你看见什么呢？
And the Lord said to me, Amos, what do you see?
我就说我看见准绳。
And I said, a plumb line.
主就说我要吊起准绳在我民以色列当中，我必不再宽恕他们。
Then the Lord said, behold, I'm setting a plumb line in the midst of my people Israel. I will not pass by them anymore.
神要阿摩斯说你看见什么？
The Lord asked him, Amos, what do you see?
你如果看第八章。
And if you look at chapter 8,
第二节。
Verse 2.
他说阿摩斯啊，你看见什么？ And、我说我看见一天夏天的果子。
And he said, Amos, what do you see? So I said, a basket of summer fruit.
你看，一直看见，先知看得很清楚啊。
So the prophet saw very clearly.
他第一个看见的是那个准绳，神的法则，神的标准。
The first thing he saw was the plumb line, which was the standard of God.
在这个神的标准底下，所有的人，他说神，他说你们这些错误，我不再宽恕了。
And under the standard of God, God said that I will no longer accept your misdoings.
因为已经差太远了。
Because you're already too far.
那表示说神的审判即将来到。
Which is to say that the punishment of God was about to come.
第八章的看见那一筐夏天的果子。
And in chapter 8, he saw the basket of summer fruit.
这个夏天的果子其实在希伯来文里面跟这个结局是很相似的字。
And the word of summer fruit is very similar to the word festival in Hebrew.
也就是说，这个就是先知信实里面所用的相关语。
So this was an analogy for the prophet.
就是看到什么？看到这些果，夏天的果子，其实就是看到了以色列民的结局。
And so, ending.
Ending.
Okay. So sorry, summer fruit means end, is very similar to the word ending. So he saw the summer fruit, which was meant to say that he saw the Israelites ending.
也就是说，百姓他们所犯的这些错误，在神眼中就好像这些成熟的果子放在已经采收下来，放在这一筐篮子里面。然后呢，这一筐篮子要做什么呢
？And so the prophet Amos saw this bowl of fruit, and what was the purpose of this bowl of summer fruit?
这些夏天的果子其实都已经腐烂的。
The bowl of summer fruit was actually already rotten.
哦，这表示说，在神眼中，百姓他们整个生活没有一项是完全的。
Which is to say that there was not a single part of the Israelite nation that was perfect.
这是为什么神说我不再宽恕他们？第八章的第二节再一次强调。
Which is why the chapter 8 verse 2 once again says, "I will not pass by them anymore."
先知看见了这个结局。
The prophet saw the ending.
第九章第一节
，Chapter 9 verse 1，
他看到神站在祭坛旁边。
He saw the Lord standing by the altar.
神即将出手毁灭他那个祭坛，他说要让这个柱打击那个柱子，然后让整个房子就塌下来。
God would strike the doorpost with his hand, that the thresholds would shake and fall.
是没有一个人能够逃脱的。
No one would be able to escape.
第二节到第四节一直强调说，不管你跑到哪里，神都把你抓出来。
Chapter 2, verse 2 to verse 4 talks about no matter where they run, God would find them.
也就是说，没有一个地方可以躲避的。
There's nowhere they could hide.
这个就是神的审判。
This is the punishment of God.
那这个都是先知他看眼睛看到的。
And this is what the prophet saw with his own eyes.
今天我们要高举救恩。
Today we want to exalt salvation.
我们一定要看见神的眼。
We need to see what God sees.
因为神他是轻慢不得的，他是不可以被 mock， 就是不可以轻慢 mock.
Because God cannot be mocked.
就是说，我们不能够把神的忍耐、神的恩典当作随便，然后当作放纵自由的机会。
Which is to say that we cannot lightly take God's mercy and use it as a way for us to just freely act or whatever we want.
也就是说啊，你看我今天犯错，我今天有做什么？觉得不应该的事情，哎，没事啊，也没有说像有些人说，啊、吃到什么拜偶像的东西就生病，我也没有啊。
We can't say that. Oh, I can just do whatever I want. Like some people, they when they eat food offered to idols, something happens to them, but nothing happens to me.
也就是说，有时候我们就会忘记说，哎，我们其实，在神的忍耐底下，我们神是要给我们改变的。
Sometimes under the patience of God, we forget that God wants us to change.
我们要看到神的作为。
We need to see the works of God.
看到神的慈爱。
We need to see His love.
那在这个看到神的慈爱同时，我们可以先看到我们自己的罪过。
And at the same time we see the love of God, we see our own sins.
其实我们的罪过神都看得很清楚的。
And God sees our sins very clearly.
神都记住的。啊，神都记住。
He remembers all of them.
第八章的第六节说。
Chapter 8 verse 6 it says.
哦、第七节
Verse 7,
神指着雅各的荣耀启示就是神指着他自己的荣耀启示说他们一切的行为我必永远不忘
The Lord has sworn by the pride of Jacob surely I will never forget any of their works
也就是说其实神没有忘记只是神他怜悯我们他宽恕所以他不再纪念他们不跟人家算有罪而已
God never forgets He accepts us and He has patience with us、
哦、所以这是神他今天 他所表达出来的他的容忍看他的慈爱。
And so this is a manifestation of God's patience and His love.
你看第九章第八节。
In chapter 9 verse 8, it says,
主神的眼目查看这有罪的国，必将这个国从地上灭绝，却不将雅各家灭绝尽尽。这是神说的。
Behold, the eyes of the Lord are on the sinful kingdom, and I will destroy it from the face of the earth. Yet I will not utterly destroy the house of Jacob.
你看他神的眼睛，他一直都看着这个有罪的国度，他眼睛一直盯着他们的。神一直看着他们。
The eyes of God were continually on the sinful nation.
所以今天我们每一件事情，神都看得很清楚。
So everything we do today, God knows very clearly.
没有任何一个行为，我们任何一个心思意念是神不知道的。
There is not a single action or thought that God does not know.
神知道，可是神沉默，他没有讲话。
God knows, but He keeps silent. He
其实他要用各种不同的机会，让我们可以回转。
He wants to use many different opportunities to make us return.
他要让我们甘愿能够。有他的心跟他同行同心
He wants us to willingly walk with him and have the same heart with him
他的心是要我们回头的
And his heart is for us to return to him
他不是要把我们毁灭的
He does not want to destroy us
所以神他的眼目看顾你现在看到神看得这么严厉可是第八节的第后面说他却不将雅各家灭绝尽尽
And we see that God looks at us very sternly, but in the latter half of verse 8, it says, I will not utterly destroy the house of Jacob.
我们看到神的怜悯。
We see the mercy of God.
所以从先知书里面，我们看到，哇， 旧约里面的神好像神很严厉。
And so from the prophets, we see that God is very stern and strict.
他都说要把他灭绝尽尽。
He wants to destroy all the nations.
但其实我们看到神的慈爱。
But we actually see the mercy and love of God.
他永远都留了一个后路，有一条路让我们可以走。
He always leaves a second path for us to walk.
他都留下了一群人，渔民，剩下的人，要让将来的人可以再重新得回这个救恩。
He left a remnant so there would be more people to be able to receive the salvation.
这个就是神的慈爱。
This is the mercy of God.
我们要能够看见神的慈爱。
We need to see this mercy and love.
所以我们在读圣经的时候，特别在读旧约。
So when we read the Bible, let's not just read the Old Testament.
我们一定不要被那不信神的人误导了。
Let us not be brought down by those who don't believe in God.
因为有些人不认识神，他都特别强调神是很严厉、很残忍的神，特别在旧约圣经里面。
Because a lot of people who don't know God, they say that God is very cruel, especially the God of the Old Testament.
但其实，在旧约圣经里面看到神慈爱丰丰富富。
But actually, in the Old Testament, we can see that God's love is very abundant.
那神的这个慈爱就是他留下了一个后路给我们。
And this abundant love is that God gives us a second pathway.
他留下了一个应许。
He gives us promises.
因为他留下了一个将来神要亲自来到人间，解决我们这个人性软弱的这个。永远没办法解决的罪的问题。
The promise that he would come to the midst of us to solve our problem of sin.
哦，所以第九章的第十一节。
So chapter 9 verse 11 says.
神留下了一个应许。
That God has left a promise.
到那日，我必建立大卫倒塌的帐幕，堵住其中的破口，要把那破坏的建立起来，重新修造，像古时一样。
On that day, I will raise up the tabernacle of David, which has fallen down, and repair its damages. I will raise up its ruins, and rebuild it as in days of old.
第十四节
Verse 14.
我必使我民以色列被掳的归回，他们必重修荒废的城邑居住，栽种葡萄园，喝其中所出的酒，修造果木园，吃其中的果子。
I will bring back the captives of my people Israel. They will build the waste cities and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and drink wine from them. They shall also make gardens and eat fruit from them.
第十五节
Verse 15.
我要将他们栽在本地，他们不再从我手赐给他们的地上拔出来。这是神主你的神说的。
I will plant them in their land, and no longer shall they be pulled up from the land I have given them, says the Lord your God.
这个就是阿摩斯最后他留下的神的慈爱。
This was the last promise and love that Amos showed the Israelite people.
这些神的作为、神的计划，阿摩斯先知他都看见了。
Amos saw all the acts and the plans of the Lord.
我们今天要高举救恩以前，我们一定要看见神的计划，看到神的作为。
Today, before we exalt salvation, we must first see God's plans and His works.
我们如果看到了神的计划以后
，If we see after we see the plan of God,
我们就知道我们的责任有多重。
Then we will know how heavy our responsibility is.
为什么在今天这个世代里面，神特别兴起的这一群原来跟主耶稣基督都没有关系的人，然后？把这个真理启示让他们明白呢
？Why has God chosen these people who did not know God before for them to be His people？
因为这是神的救恩计划。
Because this is the plan of God's salvation。
这个计划是在圣灵的感动底下，眼睛打开之后所看到的。
And this plan of salvation was under the movement of the Holy Spirit, which we saw with our eyes after our eyes were opened。
今天为什么我们需要一直不断的被圣灵充满呢
？Today, why do we must be Must we be constantly filled with the Holy Spirit?
今天如果我们被圣灵充满
，Today if we are filled with the Holy Spirit,
我们的眼睛就要看到神的作为
，Then our eyes will see the works of the Lord.
我们看到神的应许实现在我们当中
，We will see the promises manifested among us.
我们现在看路加福音第二章
，Let's now look at Luke chapter 2.
路加福音第二章
，Luke chapter 2.
第二章，看第二十六节
，Luke 2 verse 22.
他得了圣灵的启示，知道自己未死以前必看见主所立的基督。第二路加福音二章二十六节
，verse 26， and it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ。
第二七节，他受了圣灵的感动，进入圣殿，正遇见耶稣的父母抱着孩子进来，要照律法的规矩办理。
So he came by the Spirit into the temple when the parents brought Jesus and called Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law.
二十八节，西面就用手接过他来，称颂神说：“主啊，如今可以照你的话释放仆人安然去世，因为我的眼睛已经看见你的救恩。”
He took him in his arms and blessed the Lord and said, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation."
西面他被圣灵感动，他眼睛看见了神的救恩。
Simeon was moved by the Holy Spirit, and his eyes had seen his salvation.
这个救恩就是主耶稣基督。
And the salvation was Jesus Christ himself.
他看到了耶稣 不是这个婴孩而已。
He saw that Jesus Christ was not just his child.
他看到的就是要照亮这个整个世界的光。
He saw the light that would shine for the whole world.
所以三十二节说
，So verse 32 says，
是照亮外邦人的光，是你民，又是你们以色列的荣耀。
I'd like to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel.
这个光是为万民所预备的。
This light was prepared for everyone.
西面他被圣灵充满的结果，他看到这个神的救恩。
Simeon was moved by the Holy Spirit and he was able to see the salvation of God.
看第三章。
Chapter 3.
路加福音第三章。
Luke chapter 3.
第六节。
Verse 6.
凡有血气的都要见神的救恩。
And all flesh shall see the salvation of God.
这是施洗约翰他被圣灵感动出来 传讲这个天国近的信息的时候，他所讲的重点。
These were the words of John the Baptist when he was moved by the Holy Spirit in preaching the word of God.
凡有血气的都要看见。
All flesh shall see the salvation of God.
今天我们都有血气。
Today we are all flesh.
我们都要能够看见神的这个作为。
So we must all see the salvation of God.
如果我们看见神的救恩。
Once we see the salvation of God.
我们就知道说，其实我们是很不配的。
Then we will know that we are unworthy.
你看，今天我们如果自我检讨。
Today if we reflect on ourselves.
我们其实跟阿摩师书那个时代的以色列百姓没有差多少。
Then we will see that we are not very different from the people, the Israelites of the book of Amos.
差就是差在他们没有 iPhone, 我们有。
The only difference is that they didn't have iPhones.
他们没有 Internet, 我们有。
They didn't have Internet.
我们今天所有的这个享受，物质享受，是他们以前连想都没有想过，不可能想到的。
All the pleasures that we have today, the people of the book of Amos could not have even imagined them.
但是我们人性的软弱却是一致的。
But we have the same kind of weaknesses.
所以你看，今天神透过先知提醒，给他们降灾祸，让他们可以改变，可以醒悟，可是就是不会改变。
And so the prophet continually told them and warned them, and the calamities came upon them, but they would not change.
为什么
？Why？
因为人就是被这个罪性捆绑，他没有办法了解。
Because man is bound by sin and unable to understand.
那最后神的这个救恩怎么表达
？So how is the salvation manifested in the end？
神就是耶稣基督成为人来到人间。
It was manifested through Jesus Christ coming to flesh.
所以主耶稣基督他亲自来到人间的结果，就是要来应验神的这个应许，神的救恩。
So Jesus Christ came to this earth to fulfill the promises of God, which was to fulfill salvation.
他用他的整个生命为我们死在十字架上，来救赎我们离开这个罪的捆绑。
He used his whole life to die for us on the cross, so that we could leave the sin.
那这个叫做神的爱。
This is the love of God.
因为其实我们今天要怎么样改变我们自己
？So how can we change ourselves today？
你说我们今天我们大家没有知识吗
？Do we not have knowledge today？
我们有很多知识啊。
We have lots of knowledge。
我们今天对圣经的了解，可能比以前使徒时代那个时候的那些信耶稣人更多。
We might understand the Bible even more than the disciples of the time of Jesus。
哦，因为以前的人没那么方便呢。
Because it wasn't that convenient for them.
你说今天我们说翻开阿摩斯书，我们就翻开了。请问那个时候他们怎么去找阿摩斯书啊
？Today when we just say turn to the book of Amos, we can turn to it. But how could they even find the book of Amos back in that time?
没有这个条件啊，没有家里没有圣经啊。
They didn't have Bibles.
他们要安息日的时候到会堂里面去听那个读经人读出来，他们才听得到的。
And that for them, they had to go to the temple on Sabbath and listen to the reader reading the words of God.
所以当时候他们其实不懂很多的。
So they actually didn't understand a lot.
但是今天我们懂很多了。
But today we understand a lot.
可是我们还是一样，我们没有办法改变我们自己的这种软弱啊。
Yet we are still unable to change our weaknesses.
我们还是很多时候叹息说：“哎呀，我为什么这么软弱？我为什么没有办法克服？还是眼睛一直看韩剧。”
We are always still so weak, and we sigh to ourselves and say, "Why can't I change? Why do I keep watching Korean dramas?"
对，有时候就一直看这个不该看的东西，改不了。
We still watch those things we shouldn't watch, and we can't change.
因为我们人就是在被这个罪绑住了。
Because we are bound by our sins.
我们被我们的私欲蒙蔽了。
We are blinded by our lusts.
所以我们就变得没有力量。
So we have no strength.
所以今天这个力量怎么来
？So how do we get the strength?
这个力量就是要看见。主耶稣基督的
救恩。We have to see the Lord Jesus Christ to gain strength.
要看见主耶稣基督，你看他来，他为我们牺牲生命，他为我们流血。
We have to see that the Lord Jesus Christ came to this earth to shed His blood for us.
这个叫做神的爱。
This is the love of God.
所以我们为了要能够高举救恩
，Thus in order to exalt salvation,
我们除了看见神的这个作为跟神的计划之外
，Besides seeing the plan and salvation of God,
第三点最重要的
，The third and most important point
就是我们要能够体会主耶稣基督是神的爱的表达显现。
Need to experience the love of God.
我们今天如果能够感受到神的爱
，If we are able to experience the love of God,
那么我们今天就能够有力量。
Then we will have strength.
因为神的爱要来 激励我们。
Because the love of God compels us.
神的爱要让我们体会到说，今天如果今天没有主耶稣救赎，我们每一个人都是这样子过日子，最后就是凄凄惨惨的离开这个世界，面对不知道的未来。
We will realize that without the love of God, we would just live our lives very meaninglessly and just die.
所以你看，神的这个应许留在阿摩斯书那个时代里。
So the promises of God were manifested in the book of Amos.
等到主耶稣基督来了以后，
and when Jesus Christ came to the earth,
他把他自己献上，
he gave himself up.
他流血，
he shed his blood.
他用他的这个宝血来解决这个罪的束缚。
With his precious blood, he solved the problem of sin.
让人可以真的不再顺从自己的罪性，
so that man would no longer walk in their desires.
得到了力量，
and now we have strength.
能够去体会耶稣基督的这个救赎，
to experience the salvation of God.
然后我们可以甘愿的为他来传这个福音，
and willingly preach his gospel.
这就是保罗他在罗马书里面他说表达他的感动。
And this was the movement of Paul in the book of Romans.
看罗马书第五章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
第八节。
Verse 8.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
But God demonstrates His own love towards us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
第九节，现在我们既靠他的血称义，就更要借他免去神的愤怒。
Much more than having now been justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him.
第十节，
Verse 10.
因为我们做仇敌的时候，且借着神的儿子死，得与神和好了。既已和好，就更要因他的生得救了。
For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of His Son, much more having been reconciled, we shall be saved by His life.
这里在强调神的爱，借着主耶稣基督表达出来。
Here it emphasizes the love of God that was manifested through the Lord Jesus.
这个爱，如果我们今天能够体会到，
if we are able to experience this love today,
那么我们今天很自然的一定像保罗说，什么有什么东西能够让我跟神的爱有阻隔呢？
Then we will very naturally say, just as Paul said, what can separate us from the love of Christ?
他一定把他整个生命投在这个救恩里面的。
And we will be able to give our entire lives into the salvation.
所以保罗他说在哥林多后书第五章。
So in 2 Corinthians, Paul said,
哥林多后书第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
我们若果癫狂是为神，若果谨守是为你们。
For if we are beside ourselves, it is for God, or if we are of sound mind, it is for you.
十四节。
Verse 14.
原来基督的爱激励我们，因我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死了。
For the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus, that if one died for all, then all died.
十五节。
Verse 15.
并且他替众人死，是要叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。
And he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again.
今天要高举主耶稣的救恩。
Today we must exalt the salvation of the Lord.
我们一定要被神的爱激励。
In order to do so, we must be compelled by the love of Christ.
我们能够看到神这个伟大作为。
We must see the great works of the Lord.
那么我们的生命就是为主耶稣活着。
And our lives will be lived for the Lord.
那么这样子，我们每一件事情都是为了主。
And everything we do will be for the sake of the Lord.
今天我们读书，
Today,
为了什么？
Why do we study?
不是为了我们今天能够将来能够找到一个好的工作，赚一份好的收入，然后过一个很舒服的生活。
We don't study so that we can get a good job and live a very comfortable life.
我们读书是有目标的。
We have a purpose for study.
因为为了要充实，让我们自己每一个成为神有用的器皿。
Because we all want to be good and useful vessels for the Lord.
因为教会里面，神的主耶稣基督需要各种不同才能的人。
Because in the church, we all need people of different talents.
因为在我们神给我们这个。机会里面我们可以接触到不同领域的人。
And in this opportunity of education, we can encounter many different types of people.
因为今天我们教会感谢神有很多不同专业的弟兄姐妹。
Today in church, we have, thank God that we have a lot of different majors.
就是因为我们这么多不同的专业，所以我们有机会把这个福音传给不同领域的社会人士。
And because we have people of so many different majors, then we are able to preach the gospel to different types of people.
教会这个主耶稣基督的身体就变得非常的完整，非常有力。
And the body of Christ becomes very complete and very strong.
所以我们读书是为什么？
So why do we study?
为了主耶稣基督。
We study for Jesus Christ.
所以读书，我们的目标如果抓住了，
So if we are able to grasp the purpose of studying,
那么我们绝对不会浪费时间。
Then we will not waste our time.
因为这个是我们的黄金时间。
Because this is our golden age.
当你过了你的这个求学阶段之后，
Once you pass this time of education,
你就没有那么清新的这个生命，都不用烦恼什么东西，能够专心读书，这个时间太宝贵了。
Then you won't longer have this simple life where you don't have to do anything but focus on studies. This is very precious to us.
因为现在你的父母亲、你的家庭都不会要求你要付出什么。
Because right now your parents or your families will not ask you to give anything.
工作，你的任务就是要把这个书为主耶稣读好，把所有的应该领受的知识把它加进来，然后让我们对神的信仰更坚定。
Your sole duty right now is to attain your education, attain the knowledge, and keep it in your heart so that you can work for the Lord.
所以我们的读书是为了神读的。
So we study for the Lord.
不管什么领域都可以用在神的身上。
But no matter what we do it for the Lord.
我们今天工作是为了什么工作？
Why do we work?
我们是为了主耶稣基督工作的。
We work for our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为在我们工作的时候，我们可以接触这么不同的人。
Because in our work, we can encounter many different kinds of people.
在这工作里面，我们得到不一样的知识。
In work, we attain different knowledge.
这个知识要让我们成为将来服事神的一个基础。
And this knowledge will help us to be the foundation of our work of working for God.
对，我们将来在服事的时候，我们有更多的这个创意，然后按着真理，然后让整个圣工更活泼。
And in our servitude, we'll have more creativity according to the truth and be able to make the church even more lively.
我们从每一个领域里面所得到的知识都能够转化成来教养我们下一代的一个基础。
And all the knowledge we attain is something that we can give to our future generations and be their foundation.
让我们更能够了解神的计划。
So that we can better understand the plan of God.
所以我们今天如果把每一个知识都把它读深入了，读了解到为什么神是
So today, if we deeply attain this knowledge, then we will know that this knowledge, God is the source of this knowledge.
我们一定会更敬畏神，因为我们看到神的伟大。
And we will respect God even more because we can see that God is very great.
就像我们所唱的诗歌，你真伟大。
Because just as the hymn we sing, how great thou art.
今天如果我们是真的敬畏神，我们看到每一个知识，我们都知道神他有多奇妙。
Today, if we truly fear God, if we attain any knowledge, we will know how great and marvelous God is.
我们不是看到哇，我们可以替 透过这个机会，这个工作来高抬我们自己的身份地位。
We don't say that we can use this work to make ourselves even greater and have higher status.
反过来，我们知道我们怎么用这样一个神给的机会，神给我们的这个才干来贡献在主耶稣基督的救恩身上。
Instead, we should use this opportunity and these talents on the Lord Jesus Christ.
那如果我们对主的爱有感动，
and if we are moved by the love of Christ,
很自然的。 我们一定会爱神，
then naturally we will love God.
我们一定会关心弟兄姐妹，
and we will have care for our brothers and sisters.
因为主耶稣问彼得说， 你爱我比这些更深吗？
Because God, the Lord Jesus Christ asked Peter, do you love me more than these?
因为最后我们将我们所得到的回报在神的身上。
And in the end, we will use what we have attained back on the Lord Jesus Christ.
那就是我们关心这些需要的弟兄姐妹。
And so we should have more concern for those in
need. 我们会出去传达这个神的救恩。
We will preach the gospel of the Lord.
我们会将我们的生命整个贡献给这个
And we will offer our lives for our Lord Jesus Christ.
这就是今天我们所这个主题底下我们所学到的重点。These
are the main points of this topic.
希望这些信息，《阿摩斯书》里面所表达给我们这些重点，我们能够抓住。I
hope we are able to grasp onto these major points from the book of Amos.
我们能够听到神的话语，so
that we can hear the word of the Lord.
我们能够看到神的作为，看到神的救恩计划。
We can see His plan and His works of salvation.
我们能够体会到主耶稣基督的爱。We
can experience His love.
让这个爱来激励我们不断的往前进。
So that the love of God will compel us to continue to move forward. In the beginning of the year 2014,
共同立下一个志向,
may we make this determination together that we are going to walk towards this goal together. So that we can all be prepared to be the good soldiers of Jesus Christ.
让我们的整个教会, 不管你在哪个地方, 都让这个整个救恩, 被开拓,
so that no matter where we go, this gospel will be preached and the church will be lively. May the Lord help us. Because this is our last night,
明天我们中午的时候就结束，我们各自要回到我们各自的生活里面去。
Tomorrow afternoon, we're all going to go back to our own house. And that will be the turning point of whether or not we are able to use what we have learned in our daily lives. We cannot let this week be gone to waste.
我们要看到我们的真的神的话语在我们的生命上面
We have to truly see the effect of the word of God in our lives.
所愿主带领,
so may God help us.
我们再唱一首诗歌,
now let's sing another hymn.
然后我们再来祷告,
and then we're going to pray.